Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and we just had a wonderful segment with our North Hempstead Town Clerk, Wayne Wink. And it's amazing. All, you know, people, I shouldn't say regular people, you know, the constituents don't appreciate all that these guys and gals do in the town. It's unbelievable. When you really sit down and start having a conversation, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into it. Our second guest didn't have any Christmas vacation this year. We have North Hempstead Receiver of Taxes, Charlie Berman, who I know between Christmas and New Year's was absolutely working 27 hours a day, if that was possible. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
Good, fine, thank you.
We have stuff we want to talk about, and obviously grievance is a big one right now. But before we get there, tell us about the situation with people trying to prepay their taxes. I mean, I know I reached out to either you, I think it was you or Cheryl, I don't remember, because somebody had a question, and I said, let me find out the answer. But, I mean, it had to be crazy.
Yeah, well, we saw it coming before Christmas because people started to pay the second half of their school taxes at much higher rates than they have in previous years. But then on Friday night, December 22nd, the governor signed an executive order allowing people to prepay their 2018 general taxes in December. So, we actually only received the tax rolls from the county in the afternoon on that date. So, and there's a lot of programming that has to go first before tax rolls are actually loaded and available. And so there was a lot of work done over Christmas holiday weekend by our primary programmer. I have to commend her, Donna Farrell.
Okay.
And we realized we thought we were going to get a lot of people on December 26th, but it was just like a tidal wave. So, it took most of the day to get the tax rolls loaded up and running into the system. People actually were prepaying the 2017 amount with an additional premium, and those people ended up being refunded any overage that they paid. But sometime by the middle of December 26th, we got the tax rolls up and running, and we had the exact 2018 tax amounts. And from that point on, we were just, swamped with payments. So the total number turned out to be about 21,300 payments that were prepaid.
21,000 in person?
Well, by mail.
Okay, but either
online.
Right. The whole
in person, we may have had 5,000 or 6,000 people come between December 26th and December 31st.
That's 1,000 people a day in a round number.
Correct. But taxes, collecting property taxes is a very massive undertaking, but it can only be done orderly. This kind of was the opposite of that. So we really had to stretch all of our resources to do this. And we're still, there's a very big aftermath effect because a lot of the collection had to be done manually, because people were paying without bills.
Right.
On those bills, there are payment coupons that have barcodes and numbers. That's called the ARID. So that allows us to process payments electronically. A lot of the payments couldn't be done that way this time. So, but all in all, we never could have done this without the support from our supervisor, Judy Bosworth, who mobilized the entire town. We had people from almost every town department helping us. Public safety was phenomenal. The parks people came in to help us. We had people from purchasing. We had people from the town attorney. We had people from town clerk.
Wow.
Of course, we had people from the supervisor's office. We had the supervisor herself opening up tax payments for us and writing down section black and lot information on the envelopes. It was a total town effort. We never could have done it without the great leadership and support of our supervisor, Judy Bosworth.
That's wonderful. Actually, no, earlier I had a conversation with Wayne, and I'm saying to Wayne that people don't appreciate what his office does. And the same thing goes for you. I mean, you know, people write a check. They don't realize, especially this was extreme, but extreme it got done, you know, and it's still that it's like you hear about it, you read a little bit about it, but unless you lived it, you know, that was an event.
Right. And let me just add the last part of this, which is a very important piece. We're sending out tax receipts. Every taxpayer in the town is going to get a receipt, whether you pay your tax bills directly to the office or you have a mortgage and the bank pays the taxes. Every taxpayer is going to get a receipt. And for all of the taxpayers that prepaid taxes in 2017, it'll be reflected on the receipt. So hopefully they'll all be able to deduct their property taxes on the 2017 1040, including their prepayments. So those receipts were just printed. Today they actually went to the mailing house.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So they'll be in the mail next week, and people should start getting their receipts next week.
Okay. Well, that's we won't touch on whether the reporting of it. That's, you know,
that's up to the IRS.
Right. I was going to say, we're not going there because that's still up in the air.
That's correct.
And you can read one thing one day, you read another thing next day.
Right.
So you took the money, you processed the money, you gave them a receipt.
We followed executive order.
Exactly.
The governor ordered us to do it. We did it.
And it was tremendous. I mean, something like that, it's just really an accomplishment. So congratulations on a job well done.
Thank you, John.
The big thing that now is going on is the grievances. And there's dates. I don't even know them, to be honest with you. There's times, right. There's dates. And I know just last night you had a very successful program. I don't remember exactly where it was, but I know you were running
Shelter
one.
Rock Shelter Rock Library last night.
So tell us about the process of grievings and some of the upcoming dates. And
so every year, the Nassau County Department of Assessment publishes a brand new assessment roll on the first day of business in January. So this year, January 2nd, 2018, there was a new assessment roll. Now, everybody's heard that assessments are frozen, and the Department of Assessment actually does not do annual reassessments anymore like they used to in the 2000s. They stopped doing it in 2009. The last roll published using recent sales was on January 2nd, 2010. So assessment has frozen the assessment roll, but you're still allowed to challenge your assessment, and that's going on, you know, every year in very mass volumes. And the Assessment Review Commission, which is where the challenges go to, they've been very proactive in trying to settle all of these grievance applications. And because of the high rate of reductions that are being awarded every year, in the early years of this program, they were reducing over 90% of the challenges. Over the last 8 years, it's averaged about 78%. So because of what they're doing, the Assessment Review Commission, they're actually changing the assessment role every year by reducing the assessments. So every year when they publish one of these new roles, the assessment role is really very different than the previous year. There's been a lot of publicity about this process and a lot of information that Newsday has published over the past year that's very informative. They put an investigative reporter on it, Matt Clark, who did a fabulous job really exposing what's going on over there at the Assessment Review Commission, how this works and why this is happening. But the conclusion is that most people filing are getting reductions year after year. And for the people who are not filing, they're just falling further and further behind their neighbors. And that's causing them to pay a much higher pro rata share of their tax levies in their districts. So it's become obvious that in order to stay, you know, on the curve, you have to file one of these grievance applications. What I'm doing is going out, and I'm going to 15 libraries during what they call the grievance period in Nassau County. That's between January 2nd and March 1st every year. I'm going out and explaining to people how they can actually file one of these things on their own without hiring a representative. You know, these representatives are very expensive. They can charge anywhere from 40 to 50% of what the property owner saves. So, we're going out. We're trying to show people that it really isn't that complicated. There's really only some basic information that's needed on these grievance applications and that you could file a valid grievance application. What people don't know and don't understand is that they can file for themselves, but if they get rejected, if their decision gets rejected, then they're allowed to hire a representative to file an appeal. That's never advertised.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, most of these big firms and attorneys that are trying to solicit county residents, they're trying to sign you up to file the initial application and then possibly represent you on an appeal.
Now, when you go to one of your seminars, actually, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take... when you go to one of your seminars, do you have the papers or you just kind of give the procedure and then say, go online and find this and go online and find that?
No, we actually hand out two forms. One is the actual grievance application, and it's a two-sided, one-page piece of paper. And then we hand out another form, which is all about the Assessment Review Commission's online website and how you could file a grievance online.
Okay.
And we go through the whole thing. I go through the paper application, and then we go through the online application. So there's two ways to file. And people filing the paper application, they could either go in person. That's probably the best way to do it if they can get there. It's the Department of Assessment has a room for the Assessment Review Commission at 240 Old Country Road in Mineola on the fourth floor. It's actually room 402. If you can get there in person, can make a copy of your grievance application, bring the original and the copy. They'll stamp in the original, and then they'll stamp the copy for you and give you a receipt that you filed. If you can't get there, you can file the paper application by mail, but we strongly suggest that you file it certified mail, return receipt requested, so you have proof of your filing. And it has to be postmarked by March 1st, 2018.
Okay. I have more questions, but it's time to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Charlie Berman.